É o cara o anime, pô. Ah, o Lilo, janeiro.
Exclusive from pickup.net.
They said time heals all wounds, but what if the clock itself is bleeding? What if every second that passes is a heartbeat reminding me that I'm still wounded? That I still exist in a loop where your memory plays louder than my peace. What if time doesn't heal, but only teaches you how to hide the pain better, to smile when the world is watching, and fall apart when no one is around? Because some nights, the silence screams louder than thunder, and every drop of rain outside my window feels like heaven crying for what we used to be. So tell me, what's heavier? A memory that refuses to fade, or a love that refuses to stay? Tell me, what's harder, forgiving someone who hates you, or forgiving yourself for staying too long? You taught me to move on, but where do I go when every road leads back to your shadow? When I'm forever caught in an endless cycle, every streetlight still whispers your name in Morse code, every corner carries the scent of your laughter, and even the stars blink in patterns that remind me of your ocean eyes. I tried to unlove you, like deleting a file that's too large for the recycle bin. The heart says, are you sure? And my soul just clicks yes, but the system freezes. Error 404, heart not found. Maybe healing is just pretending not to limp, just learning to walk with pain and call it progress. Sometimes I scroll through old charts like an archaeologist searching through ruins, trying to find where love lived before the walls collapsed. I replay the laughter, the inside jokes, the little good morning dawn, and I wonder, was it ever real, or was I just auditioning for a role in your story that you had already rewritten? These days, I pour metaphors into my scars, desperately hoping to write myself all again, but ink runs out, and words betray just like people do. The more I write, the more I bleed, and the more I bleed, the more I understand that some poems are not written for applause, they are written to survive. See, love is a contract, signed in blood and broken in tears. It starts with promises and ends with poetry. You will never read the fine print that said, this might hurt. Now my pain is a therapist, and every verse is a confession I was too afraid to speak aloud. You taught me that closure isn't a door you walk out of, it's a bittersweet realization that the house was burning all along, and I stayed too long, thinking that love was a reason to inhale smoke. I mistook pain for passion, thinking the ache was proof of something deep, but love shouldn't leave bruises on the soul, it shouldn't suffocate what it sought to heal. I used to dream of forever with you, but forever is just a weight, fragile as glass, easy to promise, easier to break. Now I look at the mirror and see pieces of myself I don't recognize. Your absence rearranged my reflection, but still, somehow, I'm learning to love what's left. So here I am, wiser but wounded, still testing the venom of what I once called sweet, testing the bitterness of a love that once felt deep, still replaying the love songs that once made me smile, now they just echo hollow through my chest. I've learned that nostalgia is a liar, it only remembers the light and forgets the fire. Pick your poison, they said, I picked love and it killed me softly, then asked if I learned anything, for sure I did, that healing isn't forgetting, it's remembering without bleeding, that peace isn't found in people, it's found in letting go. Sometimes, love is just a merely beautiful disaster. We willingly keep walking into fully knowing the flames yet clinging to the hope for a different ending. Still, if I had to pick again, I would probably pick you. Because sometimes the poison is the only thing that makes us feel alive.